Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacchadesitarine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacchadesitarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath Radhe. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bola. Gaur Premanandi. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribhadad Jagacharya Stratavasya Siti Maitre Divine Grace Aisti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Guri Vaishnava Indi ki. Gaur Premanandi. Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinanani Namaste Saraswati Devi 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 pleasure to be here at this VIHE, be able to have this association of all the devotees here. I just arrived about an hour ago. I was in Antwerpen for a few days, and before that we were in England and Russia. It's nice to come back to Belgium and see all the European devotees again. So, during this seminar, we'll speak on the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's entitled Knowledge of the Absolute. And this chapter, Lord Krishna is going to nicely begin to explain how we can perceive Him in everything that exists. So today, since it's the first day, I was thinking that we could, just on this one day, we could chant the verses of the 7th chapter of Gita. So, does everyone have a Gita? So, maybe those who don't have can share with those who have. And we'll go right through. So this is Knowledge of the Absolute, text number 1. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Maya Shakta Manakparta Yogam Yunjan Madasraya Asanshayam Samagramam Yatagnyasyasitachrinu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt." Text 2. Jnanam teham sabhijnanam idam baksham yashishataha yaj gatane hapu yonyaj gatavyam avishishate. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. Manusyanam sahasreshu kasya jatati siddhai nyatatam api siddhanam kasyan mam veti tattataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Bhumir appo na lo vayu kammano buddhir eva cha nahankaram iti yamme dina prakritir astada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, and intelligence, and false ego, altogether these eight constitute my separated material energies. Aparyam mitastvanyam prakritim vidime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayidam daryate jagat. Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature. Etadyoni nibhutani sarvanityupataraya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastata. All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. Matat paratanam nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya mayi sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Rasoham apsukanteya prabhasmi shashishuryayo pranava sarvavedeshu shabdake purusham nishu. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om and the Vedic mantras. I am the sand and ether and the ability in man. Punyo ganda pratibhyam cha tejas chasmi vibhavaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapas vishu. I am the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penance of all ascetics. Bijamam sarvabhutanam vidipartha sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejas vidam maham. O Sanatputta, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma virudabhutesu kamosmi bhagatarshava. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am such life which is not contrary to religious principles. O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. Ichaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasas chaye mata eviti tanvidi natvaham teshu te mayi. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Tribir gunamayir bhavar ebi sarvam idam jagat mohitam navijanati mam ebya param avyayam. Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Davihi shagunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam evayi prapadyante mayam itam tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. For those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Namam distritino mura prapadyante nararama mayaya paritadhyana asuram bhavam asita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are the lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Chaturvida bhajanti mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jignasu artati yani cha bharatarshava. O best among the bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyohi jnanino tyartam aham sa cha mama priya. Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best, for I am very dear to him and he is very dear to me. Udara sava evaite jnani tatmai vame matam astita sahi yuktatma mam evan uttamam gatim. All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge with me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. Bahunam janmanam ante janavan mam prapadyate vasudevasavam iti samahatma sudulava. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Tamaistashtyarittajnana Tupadyante niyadevata Tamtam niyamamastaya Prakritya niyatasvaya. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta sadaya chitum itchati tasya tasya chalam sharam tam eva vidadamyaham. I am in everyone's heart as the supersoul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to that particular deity. Sataya shadaya yuktas tasya radhanam ihate labhate chatita kamam mayaiva vihitan hitan. Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires, but in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. Antavat tu phalam tesham tad bhavat yalpame desham devan devayajo yanti mad bhakta yanti mamapi. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. But those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Avyaktam vyaktim appanam manyate mamma buddhaya parambhava majananto mavavyayam manuttamam. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. Naham prakasya sarvasya yogamaya samavrita mudoyam nabijanati lokomam ajam avyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Vidaham samatitani vartamanani chajuna bhavishyani chabhutani mam tu veda nakaschana. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Ichchadvesha samuttena dandamohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sargayanti parantapa. O Sena Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, All living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Tesham yesham twanta katam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvanda mohanir mukta bhajanti mam dridharata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage in my service with determination. Jaramarana mokshaya mam astitya yatantiye te brahma tadvidu kritsnam adyatmam karma chakilam. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about the transcendental activities. Sadibhutadi devamam sadiyajnam chayividu prayana kale kichamam devidur yukta chetasaha. Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. So when we study Gita, we can see how in the first six chapters of the Gita, different types of yogas are described by the Lord. He explains karma yoga, nishkam karma yoga. He gives a hint at jnana yoga. In the sixth chapter, he describes the process of Asanga Yoga, but ultimately all these different yogic practices culminate in Bhakti Yoga. And in the end of the sixth chapter, the Lord, he explains this to Arjuna. He says, of all people who are existing, the yogis are the best of all people. And of all yogis, the Bhakti Yogis are actually the very best. So in this chapter, the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is actually going to explain how Bhakti Yoga develops and what Bhakti Yoga means, that we always keep our mind fully absorbed in the Lord at all times. So a little background. Srila Prabhupada explains that that these middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita are the most important chapters of the work because they explain the science of how to approach Krishna as a person and enter into our transcendental relationship with him. Prabhupada has said that the first six chapters and the last six chapters, they're like a covering to protect this most essential subject matter of the middle six chapters. And Srila Prabhupada explains that if a person is very fortunate to understand the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita in the association with pure devotees of the Lord, then one can make his life perfect. And he says that one can actually surpass what would be achieved by the performance of austerities, tapasya, penance, sacrifice, so many different activities which are described in the Vedic literatures, because the culmination or the goal of all of those different activities is to actually become Krishna conscious. So this seventh chapter, Lord Krishna, he very nicely begins to enter the topic of the seventh chapter from the very end of the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He uses that as sort of his entry point. So what we'll do is we'll go back to the last verse of chapter 6, which is entitled Dhyana Yoga. In this chapter, Krishna has explained the process of Astanga Yoga to Arjuna. And so many stipulations he placed forward how one had to be in order to practice Astanga Yoga. We know from reading, he says that one has to sit in a secluded place. One has to sit on an animal skin. One has to sit on kusa grass. One has to be very, very undisturbed. One has to keep his eyes half open when he meditates. So many different outlines the Lord gave to Arjuna that he had to follow in order to get perfection in that path. The most difficult thing is he said that one's mind has to be absolutely controlled. Now when he presented that point, that the mind had to be completely controlled, then Arjuna, as a good disciple and as a good follower, he started placing his doubts before the Lord. And his doubt was, how can I control my mind? How can my mind actually become completely fixed and controlled? And Srila Prabhupada always says that this is a very interesting question coming from a very, very elevated person. Arjuna wasn't an ordinary man. Arjuna was Krishna's bhakta. He was Krishna's devotee. He was Krishna's sakha. He was Krishna's friend. Lord Krishna explains that those are the qualifications that Arjuna had for him to explain Bhagavad Gita to him. He was Krishna's associate, always with the Lord, doing so many things with the Lord. And still, Arjuna is saying, I can't control my mind. He's saying that for me to try to control my mind is like trying to control the raging wind. It's like an impossible task. So he said, how can this be done? So the Lord, he starts to clarify Arjuna's questions. And in the culmination of this chapter, he explains what is the perfection of the yoga practice. Perfection of yoga meaning that the mind and senses are always absorbed in the Lord. So here he says, in text number 47 of chapter 6, Yoginam api sarvesham mad gatin antaratmana shradavam bhajate yo mam same yuk tattamo mataha. Translation. And of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental service to me. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and he is the highest of all. That is my opinion. So there are different important words here that the Lord uses, and we can touch on a few. First is shradavan. And we know that word shradavan is derived from the Sanskrit word shraddha, and shraddha means faith. So he says that the first qualification of the topmost yogi is that he has unflinching faith in me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can acquire, how does that faith come? So as the Lord will explain in the next chapter, that faith will come from hearing from him, hearing the Vedic literatures that are spoken by the Lord, and hearing those literatures in the association of pure devotees. That way, our natural faith for Lord Krishna can develop. Then, he uses the word bhajate. And he says that yogi, topmost yogi, he will worship me with transcendental, loving, devotional service. It's interesting that the Lord says here, he says, madgatena anta atmanaha, which means that he's always abiding in me. He's always worshiping me. He's always engaging in all varieties of my devotional service. And then he says, antar atmanaha, Antara means inside. And then he says Atma. So he says that yogi who's always engaging in my loving devotional service, he continually keeps me within his heart. And Srila Prabhupada often says that the bhakti yogi and the Supreme Lord, they live together in a compact or an agreement of transcendental love. So here the Lord is saying that topmost yogi, the best variety of transcendentalists, he's always engaged in my service, I'm always within his heart, and he's always with me. And then that person who has that variety of consciousness is intimately united with me in the practice of yoga. So in the next verse, which is the beginning of the seventh chapter, Lord Krishna is going to explain to us how we can actually come up to that position of yoga. So he says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Shakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madasraya Asam Sayam Samagramam Itagnyasyasi Tachvinu. So it's Krishna speaking. He says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now here, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with your mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So, different important words in this verse, or phrases that the Lord uses. He says, Maya, Mai Ashakta Manaha. Mai means to me. And then Ashakta Manaha means mind attached. We've heard the Sanskrit word ashakti, and ashakti means attachment. So Krishna says that we should practice yoga with the mind fully attached to him, fully absorbed in him. And then he says, yoga yunjam marasraya. He says, you have to practice yoga in full consciousness of me. Sanskrit word here, yunjam, means practicing, and yoga, self-realization, and mud asraya. He says, in consciousness of me, Krishna consciousness. So this yoga that the Lord is beginning to emphasize here is bhakti yoga, or pure devotional service. And that is pure devotional service, which is free from any contamination of karma or jnana. We have the definition of pure devotional service, which has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There he says, Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadya navritam anukulyena krishna nushilanam bhaktir uttama. So he explains what is uttama bhakti, or what is pure devotional service, what is the highest form of yogic practice. And the verse, it has two divisions. It has a primary and a secondary division. In the primary division, he says that devotional service is a cultivation of activities which are meant to give me pleasure. And then the secondary aspect of the verse is anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam, which means that devotional service is an activity which is devoid or free from the desire for jnana or for the desire for karma. Now when our acharyas speak in that way, of being devoid of the desire for jnana and karma, what do they mean? Because we see that we're all engaged in activities, we're all engaged in some work, and we're all busily cultivating some knowledge. For example, here we have the VIT, and we've all come together for the purpose of studying together. But when our acharyas and when the Lord presents this information or presents that aspect, when they speak about becoming devoid of the desire for jnana, it means the cultivation of knowledge which will end in impersonal Brahman realization, or trying to lose our existence into the existence of the Lord. And then karma, when they speak of karma, it means performing karmakandic section of the Vedic literatures with the intent of elevation to the heavenly planets. So in both of these aspects, the practitioner, he's performing them because he wants something in return. He wants liberation, or he wants heavenly pleasures. So pure devotional service, or this yoga yunjan mad ashraya, means to perform all of your devotional activities, or perform your yogic activities free from the desire of karma and gyan. And so then Krishna, in the next line, he says, asamsayam samagram mam. Asamsayam means without doubt, samagram mam. Samagram means completely, and mam means me. So there he says that by knowing me in full, by the practice of yoga and Krishna consciousness, one can become free from all doubt. Now, it's explained by acharyas that to know Krishna in full, what does it mean? It means to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is known as Sad Aishwarya Purna, which means that he is that original person who is completely full in all six opulences. He has all wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, renunciation, fame, six opulences in full. So asamsayam samagram mam means to understand Krishna in that way. Also it means to understand that Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains this to Srila Rupa Goswami when he describes devotional service to Sanatan Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There he explains to Sanatan that the Supreme Lord and his essential feature is known as Swayam Bhagavan, or the fountainhead that all other aspects or forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead come from. And he says that Swayam Bhagavan, he is the source that all different expansions. Mahaprabhu, when he describes this to Sanatan, he gives a whole complete breakdown of the different expansions which come from Krishna. The Chaturbhuha, Balaram, different Narayans in the spiritual world. He goes into detail. He starts speaking about Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Manvantara avatars. He says these are all emanations from Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. And also to know Krishna free from doubt, asamsayam samagram mam, means to understand that the Lord is not only Brahman, or that he is not only Paramatma, but in his most complete form, he is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then he says, yata gnyas yasi tat srinu. He uses this word, tat srinu. And this is the essence of our way for entering into this understanding. His tat srinu means hear from me. If you want to understand me in full, if you want to have your mind completely absorbed in me, if you want to perform the highest form of yoga, you simply hear my transcendental instructions. So, in the first verse of the chapter, we can speak about the first three verses of the chapter. And the first verse, Krishna is making the point that there are fundamental practices of bhakti yoga. And fundamental practices of yoga, by which our mind and senses can become absorbed in a full attachment with Him. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he explains how in this chapter Krishna starts to explain his opulences, and he explains, Prabhupada brings the point that by understanding Krishna through hearing him and the association of devotees, we can understand him in full. Srila Prabhupada concludes his purport to the first verse by saying, therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness, one can understand the science of Krishna. So Prabhupada, he quotes different verses from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describe how the process of bhakti is based primarily upon hearing. The verses that he quotes are from second chapter of the first canto, and they begin with the famous verse, Srinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanaha Ridyantaksto Yavidrani Bidunoti Sudhisthatam. And then he goes to the rest, Nasta Prayeshu Avidreshu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. So these verses, they explain that the process of hearing about the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord are very, very potent. And they explain that the reason